the Lord would help me for a little while this afternoon and grant you prayerful attention. I'd like to direct you to a verse that you'll find in our reading, Matthew chapter 24, and read in the 14th verse. Matthew chapter 24, and read in the 14th verse. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Our text this afternoon takes up very closely the, or should I say the motto of the Trinitarian Bible Society takes up very closely our text, the word of God among all nations. This is the word of God, that the gospel of the kingdom should be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We just firstly want to say something of the context. This sermon of Jesus is recorded in the 24th and 25th chapter of this gospel. It is, I believe, if I'm right in saying, the sixth of Jesus' sermons recorded in this gospel. It is preached to the disciples. Jesus had left the crowd behind in the temple. He'd gone with his disciples to sit on the Mount of Olives. And his disciples ask him a question, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be?" Jesus had been speaking about the destruction of the temple. He told them the stones would be cast down. When shall these things be? And then they asked him, secondly, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, and this sermon is the answer that he would give unto them. The verses that we read together, the evidences, the signs which all precede. Firstly, the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, the tearing down of the temple, and secondly, oh, the coming again of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, that second time, without sin, unto salvation. The interpretations of this chapter are various. Oh, we do not want to get bogged down with them this afternoon. It depends on how you view end times, as to how you interpret this sermon. But I believe whether you hold that there will be a time of blessing before the Lord comes, or the Lord will come and there'll be a time of blessing, or whether you believe that he will come without any particular sign, all are agreed in the truth of our text this afternoon, that the gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. But we want just for a moment more particularly to come to notice what Jesus is saying in this sermon. Oh, friends, if you read and when you get home, you read the rest of the 24th chapter and the 25th chapter, you'll find there the parable of the 10 wise, the wise and foolish virgins. You'll find there the parable of the last great day, the separation of the sheep and the goats. Oh, that blessed word that is spoken to the Lord's people, inasmuch as ye have done it to the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What is Jesus saying? Ah, friends, he's answering their question. He's giving them the signs of his coming. But ultimately, he's saying to them, you're focusing on the wrong thing. It's not the time. It's not the signs. It's whenever I come that you should be found ready. Whenever I come that you should be found doing that which I have commanded you. Oh, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we find this is the point that Peter, oh, he'd listened to this sermon, he'd heard this sermon. He takes it up so clearly in his second epistle. Oh, he speaks there in the third chapter, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." But he goes on, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat." Ah, friends, that is the same message that Jesus would put to his disciples in this sermon. The end is coming. Be ye also ready. The end is coming. Live in the face of eternity. Oh, be found doing those works of righteousness. Be found walking in my commandments. Be found honouring me in all ye say and all you do. And then, oh, if the Master should come at a time when you think it most least likely, oh, there'll be no surprises. You'll be ready. Ah, friends, how prone we are to forget he's coming again. We live our life as though tomorrow is our own. We take time for granted. Oh, to be brought back time and time again. As one has put it in verse, eternity, tremendous sound. To guilty souls, a dreadful wound. But oh, if Christ and heaven be mine, how sweet the accents, how divine. Ah, friends, how often do we think of eternity? How often do we think of the day when the Lord is returning? Are we ready? Are we watching and waiting for him? Have you got an expectation against that day? I used to hear a minister often told of the account of a dear, gracious man, a deacon at Rotherfield. Oh, he woke up one night suddenly with a crash of thunder outside. He leapt out of bed and looked out of the window. He thought the Lord had come. Oh, he reported that he spent the rest of the night weeping that it wasn't so. Ah, friends, he was ready. He was ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, the end shall come. Our text says the end shall come and nothing will delay it. The Lord is returning. Be also ready. And oh, friends, if we're living in the light of eternity, if we are ready this afternoon, oh, we'll be found doing that which he's commanded us. We'll be found trading with those talents that he's given to us, that when he comes, he might have an account. Oh, he tells us to be faithful stewards of that which he's given to us. In our text this afternoon, friends, we have one of those talents. We have something that he's given to his church to be steward of. The mystery of the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, the gospel which has been delivered unto us to be proclaimed, to be preached unto the end of the earth, going into all nations, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and lo, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Our friend, he's given us his word. Those holy men of old, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, inspired, as they recorded the word of God, and as it has been transmitted to us, preserved, preserved, kept by the power of God, and delivered unto us. And through those godly men that God raised up in the past in our own language, our friends, we are stewards of a faithful translation of the word of God in our own language. Are you a good steward of it? Friends, does this text weigh upon you this afternoon? You've heard that call given, the distribution of the word of God in local schools, in nursing homes. Friends, have your neighbours got the word of God? Have you given it to them? Oh, we're called to be stewards. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, friends, that is the subject of our text this afternoon. Oh, the stewardship of the church, of the mystery, the gospel which has been given unto us to preach, the foolishness of preaching, which God has appointed to the salvation of souls, the publication, the distribution of the word of God unto all nations, then shall the end come. Well, friends, in coming to open up our text, so the Lord would help us, we want firstly to come to the end of our text, then shall the end come. Oh, this is the main point of this word. It points us to the end. What is to be the case in the light of this? Then shall the end come. The end. The end. Friends, what do those words mean to you this afternoon? The end. The end, most solemn thing. For those that die in wickedness, friends, the end. They think it's the end, don't they? They want it to be the end. Friends, it's the beginning of the blackness of darkness forever. The end of God's wrath. Without any alleviation, forever and forever, upon the sins of the wicked, the end. Then shall the end come. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment. Friends, the end. What do those two words mean to you? Have they ever meant anything to you? The end. Then shall the end come. Friends, the end is coming. The end is appointed. We cannot delay it. We will never delay it. It's in God's appointment. Oh, the Father knows the day, and it will come. Oh, so if we'd read on Ah, come as a thief in the night. Ah, friends, it shall come, and the people will be as in the days of Noah. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be, eating and drinking and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Friends, have these two words been impressed upon you by the Holy Spirit? The end. Do they follow you about? The end. Or has it made you cry? How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thine only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? Friends, there's only one place of safety against the end. That's the precious blood of Jesus. There was only one place of safety in that solemn Passover night. Oh, the blood sprinkled upon the doorposts. Friends, there's only one place of safety in the hour of death. The precious blood of Jesus. Oh, except you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, except you know the precious power of his blood which cleanses from all sin. Friends, the end. The end is coming. Oh, don't push it away. Friends, we cannot. We do not know what tomorrow will bring forth. We do not even know what today will bring forth. Oh, some have their lives cut short very suddenly, most unexpectedly. Ah, friends, you know not what God has in his eternal plan for you. Even today, be also ready. And then shall the end come. But oh, if you this afternoon have been brought by the Holy Spirit, concerned about that end, to cry, oh, to cry for mercy, that you might know mercy in that day, been brought to look alone unto the Lord Jesus Christ, then shall the end come. Ah, friends, doesn't this now mean something different to you? Then shall the end come. Friends, is this something this afternoon you look forward to? Another hymn writer takes up the experience of the Lord's people in this way. Weary of earth, myself and sin, dear Jesus, set me free. And to thyself come, take me in, for there I long to be. Oh, friends, the Lord's people have an expected end. In God's mercy, in God's grace, I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Ah, friends, have you got an expected end this afternoon? Are you looking forward to it? Paul was, wasn't he? Oh, as he writes to Timothy there in his second epistle, oh, friends, he expected shortly to be brought before the emperor. He expected to be put to death. Oh, death was staring him in the face. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Oh, do you love his appearing this afternoon? Are you looking for that day? Oh, you're expecting a perfect day. Ah, friends, is that your greatest joy this afternoon? Oh, mystery, neither know we what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him. Ah, friends, do you long to see him in his glory? Have you got a mansion in the Father's house that he's told you, I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself where I am, that ye also may be. Ah, friends, doesn't that put a different light on the end? Oh, the Apostle Paul, you see, had a crown laid up. He had a mansion prepared for him. Therefore, he could say, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Ah, friends, he had a day to look forward to, the end. What a day it is. That's the day the Lord's people receive their kingdom, their crown. Ah, friends, that's the day of the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the day of the consummation of the relationship between Christ and his church. That's the day, friends, when the streams on earth we've tasted more full will drink above. That's the day, oh, when him who we love, who here we've only seen through a glass darkly, there we'll see face to face. Friends, are your feet hastening? Are you yearning after this day? We become earthbound, don't we? We cleave to the dust. Is your cry with the psalmist, my soul cleaveth to the dust. Quicken thou me, Lord. Quicken thou me. Draw me. Draw me. Oh, Paul tells us in Romans 8, the whole creation groaneth and travelleth together unto now. And we also groan, being burdened. Oh, waiting for the redemption of the body. Ah, friends, are you groaning this afternoon? Are you burdened? Are you looking for that day? Oh, when you will appear with him, and then shall the end come. Oh, the Apostle Paul speaks also of that groaning, doesn't he? Considering that day in the second epistle to the Corinthians in the fifth chapter. For we know that if our earthly house, this tabernacle, were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Ah, friends, are you groaning this afternoon? Are you burdened? Is this joyful news to you? Then shall the end come. This is the day you're looking for. This is the day you're watching for. Then shall the end come. Oh, friends, we'll fall into two camps this afternoon. Oh, do you desire the end? Are you looking for it? Ah, friends, is it something you can be indifferent to? Or something you want to put off? Something you'd rather not consider? Oh, how stands the case with you? Then shall the end come. But then, friends, secondly, our text tells us what will be accomplished before the end. Ah, before the end comes, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It is the purpose of God that the gospel of the kingdom, ah, friends, that is the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ, the preaching of Christ and him crucified, which is to them that perish foolishness. This is the gospel of the kingdom. Ah, friends, this is the good news. That through the cross of Jesus Christ, through the blood that he shed there, sinners may receive a kingdom and a crown. Oh, that was the good news, wasn't it, that the dear dying thief received upon the cross at Calvary. Ah, convinced of his place as a sinner, worthy only of death, we indeed justly. But this man hath done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Ah, friends, what a gospel he received. Today thou wilt be with me in paradise. Ah, friends, do you know something of the gospel of the kingdom? Has he said to you, ah, from my hand a kingdom and a crown, sit with me on my throne? The gospel of the kingdom. Ah, friends, is that where your treasure is this afternoon? Is that what you're looking forward to? You've got something better than all the things here on this earth. You've got something to look forward to which money cannot buy. Ah, friends, which your hands cannot create. Lasting joy, treasures which fade not away. The gospel of the kingdom. Oh, this is good news to poor sinners. It is to be preached in all the world. That was the commission that Jesus gave to his disciples. Oh, going into all nations, teaching them. Oh, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Ah, friends, they were sent for. It's the commission which he still gives to those who he separates for the work of the ministry. He makes them ambassadors for Christ. Ah, friends, you know, an ambassador doesn't stay at home, does he? We don't have an ambassador to the United Kingdom in the United Kingdom. The ambassadors of the United Kingdom are found in the nations throughout the earth. Ah, friends, when the Lord separates a man to the ministry, he sends them forth into this world. Go ye into all nations and preach. Ah, ye are an ambassador for Christ. Oh, that we might say before the people, we beseech you in God's stead, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. Ah, friends, the gospel is to be preached in all the world. Oh, the Lord has sent forth his word into all nations. He is sending forth, I should say, his word into all nations. He sent it forth according to his decree, according to the covenant order in all things, and short, according to that decree of election. Oh, friends, we read in Revelation that in heaven, oh, the glorified saints there, they will be out of every nation, kindred, tribe and tongue. Ah, the word of God shall be preached in all the world. Our text does not tell us that everyone will be saved. No, friends, the preaching, it is for a witness unto all nations. Ah, friends, all nations will be without excuse. Oh, many will hear. Many are called, few are chosen. Ah, friends, we've been favoured to hear the word of God preached. Has it come unto us? Oh, has it come with power, in much assurance, and in the Holy Ghost? Has it been the gospel of the kingdom? Has it been good news? to your soul. Ah, friends, it's been preached to the witness. There'll be a witness at that last great day which will speak against you. If it has not been, received with joy by the power of the Holy Spirit into your soul. Ah, friends, we'll have to give an account, you know, of how we've hurt. And the nations of the earth will have to give an account. Oh, it's wonderful when the Lord's servants are sent forth and they see the fruits of their ministry. Ah, friends, they see the word blessed. But Isaiah is an example to the Lord's servants, and he solemnly gives that work to some of his servants. He sends them forth to be a witness unto the nation. Oh, they are to preach faithfully. They are to be faithful. But to the people, he gives them ears which are heavy and cannot hear, hearts which are fat and will not receive. They will not believe they might be saved. Ah, but the word is to be preached. Oh, the Lord's servants will be faithful in the preaching of the gospel, whether people hear it or not. Ah, he's called us to be stewards. The Lord's servants are to hear this afternoon. In the light of this, then shall the end come. Oh, it calls for faithfulness. Faithfulness in the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, we will have to give account. But oh, friends, the publishing of the word of God. The word of God is to be published. Oh, the work of the translation of the word of God, the work of the publishing of the work of God, it is to be unto all nations. Oh, you know, friends, during the week I was happened to be reading a newspaper article. I read in there are about 7,400 languages in the world. And I tried to look up some figures. In 1900, there were believed to be 300 partial translations of the Word of God into 300 languages. In 1974, that was 1,400. And last year, and I quote this figure, although I realise they do not use the same translation techniques of the Trinitarian Bible Society, and I do not hold them up this afternoon for that regard. But Wycliffe International tell us that last year, 3,658 languages had some part of the Word of God translated into them. And 736 languages have the complete Word of God. Friends, it may be in corrupted form. I'm not here to speak on that issue this afternoon. Oh, but to come here, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. And Wycliffe International tell us, oh, that there needs to be the translation of another 1,268 languages. 29 million people yet don't have the Word of God or a part of it in their own language. They expect to have begun a translation project in all of those languages by 2038. Oh, friends, the point I would make is this. Over the last 100 years, the last 150 years, oh, the expansion of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom has been immense. It's been immense. Ah, friends, we live in the last times. Be also ready. Oh, if you young people this afternoon think you can put these things off, oh, that you might remember those figures, just how quickly the work of the translation of the Word of God has accelerated. I did try to look up some figures on the TBS website, but I don't think I'm wrong in saying the TBS has more projects, more languages that they now sell the Word of God in than they've ever had in the past. Friends, the work in that sense, the Lord is prospering the work, despite the solemn days in which we live, the day of small things. Oh, he's fulfilling his word. Oh, the great sign of the time, then shall the end come. Oh, be also ready. Be also ready. But then, friends, oh, these two things come together. Thirdly, these two things come together. If you've got a prospect this afternoon, if the end means something to you, then I believe the preaching of the Word of God, the translation and the distribution of the Word of God to all nations will also mean something to you. You may not go along with the theology concerning the last things, but if any of you have ever read Ian Murray's book, The Puritan Hope, you'll find in there some very inspiring passages. Those godly men of old, oh, friends, it was impressed upon them. Then shall the end come. They lived in the face of eternity, and what was the effect? Oh, they went forth with the Word of God. They began their translation projects. Judson in Burma. Ah, friends, the mark is still in Burma. There's more Baptists in Burma than there are in many other countries of the world. Why? Because God sent Adoniram Judson to Burma. Ah, friends, he went there and under the burden of this word, then shall the end come. He was a man living in the face of eternity. Carey in India. Ah, friends, the word of God. Oh, is it a burden to you this afternoon? Oh, you have to live in the face of eternity. The gospel shall be preached unto all nations. Oh, friends, what does this mean for us this afternoon? What does this mean for us? Have you got an interest in this work? Does it concern you that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world? Then shall the end come. Oh, friends, is this something you have to bear before the throne of grace in prayer? Is this something that as the Lord has given you ability, you seek to be involved in? I want to bring it home. Oh, friends, close to home. Has the Lord given you money this afternoon? Ah, oh, friends, you've got a foreign holiday booked this year. Have you got a new car on order? You know, the auxiliary last year had a running deficit, £76. Ah, friends, why was that not covered? Why was that not covered? They want to expand their work. Ah, friends, you know, the law says give 10%. One-tenth, the law. What does the gospel say? Freely you have received, freely give. Oh, for you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, though he is rich. Yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. Ah, friends, the end is coming. The end is coming. The gospel shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. Ah, friends, will you not give? Will you not give as the Lord has given unto you? Oh, that the auxiliary might be able to distribute many more Bibles than it's ever distributed in its history so far during the coming year. Oh, because the Lord lays in your soul this afternoon the burden of this, then shall the end come. Now, friends, have you got time? Has the Lord given you good time that you might stand in the street and distribute the word of God to those that pass by? Now, friends, I said, have you given the word of God to your neighbours? Ah, friends, I must preach to myself. Don't think this afternoon I stand up and that I have any right to throw any stones. I must preach first to myself. I was asked recently to accompany somebody handing out the word of God on the streets. Oh, friends, I had to ask myself the question going back home. Why have I not done this before? Why have I not done it before? Oh, the end is coming. The end is coming. Ah, friends, it's in all the world. That means your neighbourhood, all the world, your school, your workplace. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. You young people that are choosing careers, perhaps taking options at school. Ah, friends, do you put languages to the back of the pile? Do you put languages to the back of the pile? You've heard this afternoon. Ah, friends, this work calls for skills in languages. Oh, us parents. Oh, do we ever think of teaching our children or seeking that they might have that which we may not have had? An education in the biblical languages? Ah, friends, who knows? Who knows? Oh, there's still that tendency. I find it within myself. As was said to William Carey, sit down, young man. Sit down, young man. Ah, but friends, if the Lord is putting in the heart of some young person here this afternoon, the word of God should be preached in all nations. Oh, that you might be given a willing spirit to run in the way that he would have you to go, a call to preach. Oh, is there one here this afternoon that feels the burden of the call to the ministry? Oh, then shall the end come. Oh, the Lord would deepen that burden. They would hasten the time when he would send you forth and set you upon the walls of Zion. Perhaps you say, well, I can't do any of these things. I've got nothing to do. Oh, friends, pray, pray. Andrew Bowler in that little book, Brook Bees, or I encourage it to you. Friends, those who may not have energy, elderly, weak, perhaps feel they aren't able to do anything, you can pray. You can pray. Oh, friends, are there marks at home in your carpet where you have to kneel to pray that the word of God will go into all nations? Friends, how often we pray about our little providences. They may be great to you this afternoon. I'm not demeaning them. Friends, when was the last time that we prayed that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations? For then cometh the end. Oh, we want the end. We're looking for the end. Are we praying for the word of God to go into all nations? Oh, friends, this sat as a rebuke this afternoon as I came out the house in my study. This was a TBS collecting box that used to sit in my grandparents' house at Red Hill. It received my childhood pennies. Ah, friends, I have to confess, there was nothing in it to be emptied out to bring it this afternoon. When I was a child and I used to go round with my dad to the deacons' homes, often in the hallway, there'd be a collecting box for the TBS. You don't see it anymore, friends. Bank transfers may have made all those things invisible, but I fear, friends, that the little pennies from children are forgotten. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Ah, friends, these things weren't a burden, you know. Sitting at home on my desk at the moment, I have the minute book of Gadsby's Church, Rochdale Road, or St. George's Road, Manchester, their minute book for the Society for the Distribution of the Word of God to the Hindus. And William Gadsby's signature is in it with how much he collected personally on the streets of Manchester for carers to distribute Bibles in India. Ah, friends, former generations put us to shame. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Oh, I said the whole point of the sermon here. Ah, the end is coming. Oh, when the Lord returns, will he find his people doing what he has commanded them to do? Oh, that's the weighty question this afternoon. That's a solemn question. But then, friends, a second point of application. Oh, thanksgiving. You know, in fulfillment of this word, in fulfillment of this prophecy, the word has come unto us. And we've got the King James Version, a faithful translation, our own language. We've got the preaching of the gospel. Ah, friends, the word has come unto us. Do you ever look at a map and see that little insignificant dot? To the northwest of Europe, the land in which we have been placed, and the word has come to us. Ah, friends, it came to us very early compared to many other nations of the earth. We've had the Bible. Oh, for many years compared to other nations, we still haven't got the word in their own language. Ah, friends, are we thankful for it? Do we thank the Lord for it? Do we seek to rightfully use or pray that the Lord will bless his word unto us? Oh, you know, friends, our land will have to give an account. It's been given a great treasure and it's turned its back on it. How stands the case this afternoon with the Church of Christ? How stands the case with you? Ah, friends, do we rightly treasure these things? Do we rightly give thanks for them? Oh, do we rightly praise the word of God? The word of God. Oh, precious Bible, what a treasure. Ah, does the word of God afford? Friends, it calls you day by day to give thanks for the word of God. The word of God in your own language, for your own copy. Then finally, friends, oh, the end is nigh. The end is nigh. You go and look up those figures yourself for the acceleration of the translating of the word of God. Ah, friends, our text says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Oh, the apostles looked for it. They expected it. They lived expecting to see the day of the Lord. Ah, friends, nearly 2,000 years later, we are 2,000 years nearer. Oh, our text, then shall the end come. The signs are evident in the earth. Oh, time is short. Ah, friends, how we found this afternoon, in the face of this solemn truth, oh, then shall the end come. Ah, friends, are we ready? Are we ready? John Kent says in that hymn, there is a time 'tis hastening on. Ah, friends, a time that is spoken of in our text. Oh, he asked that question personally. And ah, friends, that you might ask it personally this afternoon. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thine only plea? Is he thy grateful runner there? Ah, friends, the end is at hand. The end is at hand. Oh, that by God's grace this afternoon we might be ready. That we might be watching. That we might have a glorious expectation of a kingdom and a crown. May the Lord bless his word unto us.